Lorena Bunyi.
She is the chairwoman of Anakbayan in Chicago and the National Solidarity Officer of Anakbayan USA. Anakbayan is a comprehensive national democratic organization for the people's struggle in the Philippines. She is also a youth president of the Youth of Iglesia Filipina Independiente, the youth lay organization of the Philippine Independent Church Diocese of Eastern USA and Eastern Canada, a church born out of the Philippine Revolution of 1896. She is also a member of the Coordinating Committee for International League of People's Struggle, ILPS USA chapter. Lorena is someone who continues to mold herself into an activist for the people, and I have seen that day to day working with her as my kasama. So I'd like to welcome Lorena to the stage.
Good evening, everyone. Warm and militant greetings to everyone here fighting for a just world, especially to our powerful sisters who has inspired us in their struggle that resonates in us. So thank you very much for sharing your stories. Today, we are witnessing worsening attacks against our communities, from attacks on students, parents, and teachers with the commodification of education, the violent separation of families through mass deportation, to the outright murder and incarceration of our Black sisters and brothers by an institution that claims to protect and serve. Anti-people policies is the face of neoliberalism in the belly of the beast, which is right here. These policies exacerbate the worsening conditions of women who are already exploited in every aspect of our daily lives. Tell me of a woman who has never experienced financial inequality with their male counterparts, which was already brought up earlier. Tell me of a woman who has had their right to reproductive services and the right to their bodies, their own bodies, being stripped away. Tell me if a woman has never felt fear when one out of three women experience harassment and sexual violence every day. And this oppression, this fear, is real every single day in our lives, and it is being normalized. And that in itself is injustice, when you feel that fear is something normal that you have to live through every day. Until when are we going to allow this system to exploit, oppress, and even murder our sisters and our people in the name of super profit? There needs to be a radical shift in our consciousness. As Monique Wilson, a Filipina National Democratic activist, said, once our consciousness has been awakened, there is no other way but to go forward. To create change, not superficial change or bandage solutions, but systematic change. It is this radical shift of consciousness that pushes us to put ourselves, our bodies, our ideas, our creativity, and our talents on the line to be able to contribute to the change we want to see. And this is exactly what these wonderful and powerful women serving our communities have done. And it is such a great honor to be able to speak after y'all. Thank you so much for being here. And this is all you. And it is the same imperialist agenda that has caused the occupation, colonization, and imperialist plunder and genocide in Palestine and Honduras and Mexico and the Philippines and other nations in the world. Neoliberalism caused the destruction of land and human labor in the name of, again, super profit, not for the people. In the Philippines, I don't know if you know much about it. It's like an archaeological island in the southern, north, southeastern part of the world. The Philippines is rich in natural resources. It is the sixth richest deposit of chromite, fifth richest in nickel, fourth in copper, and third in gold. But despite all these riches, my people could not taste this wealth, as the majority of the people, my people, live in poverty. As multinational corporations in cooperation with the corrupt government continue to steal our land, our resources, and push my people to become cheap labor force working in slave-like conditions in this country. Just like in here in the U.S., if you see a lot of Filipinos in nursing homes, in caregiving homes, anywhere taking care of people, but not being able to take care of themselves. One of the most affected people in the Philippines are the Lumas, or indigenous tribes in the southern Philippines, where 233 documentations of human rights violations have been documented, against Luma children. 9 out of 10 kids cannot even access education. 40,000, more than 40,000 people as of September 2015 were forcibly displaced from their ancestral domain because of militarization we are funding. $60 million of our taxpayer money this year is going to go into military aid. It's going to go to killing my people instead of serving our communities here for education, for healthcare. And 150 plus indigenous peoples, environmentalists, and human rights activists have been killed. If you want to learn more, shout out to our table. This is a situation on the issue in the Philippines. Tonight I would like to share the struggle and resistance of indigenous women in Mindanao. And I would like to share this video.
Sikan na aso no kay angay ka igtabang niyo kanami na sinangat pagdayon ko pagtabang kanami. So kanami sa ini warad mo pian pagupo nay. So terbaho nay kun too yan og sibol kawawi nog mangon to terbaho nay. Kan nagat na maramara si kano kag pangimatay sa iya.
Imma ko pangayuan og kanang ripon man ang tako ni mo anak ko. Anak siya nga wala man ko naging anak sa imo. Anak ko nga nung anak ko ginan ko ni mo ganina o wala man tako na rilok sa inyo ako ayaw. Kung wala ko nung mga pangayuan anak ko.
Kani ma'am, ang unsa man ang inyuhan mga babae?
Alright, so that is, I would rather they speak about the struggle and for you to hear it from them than me share it to you. Another opportunity to hear them speak, they will be coming to the U.S. to go to the White House to demand that those military aid, this funding that's supposed to serve the people there, that's killing our people, they're demanding that that funding not be used for the Philippines. And we here, our job here in the U.S. is to demand that those funding goes to us, to services that will support our communities. They will be coming here. They will be in Chicago May 2nd and 3rd, and I really hope that you would come, hear their story, hear them speak, and support the struggle. We would like to also invite people. On this summer, we will be having an international solidarity mission, a fact-finding mission towards the militarized communities in the Philippines. If you would like to learn more, please go to our table where there's amazing references from FRSO, Nurses United, Anak Bayan, and the Rasmia Defense Committee. We'd like to ask for your support. Our struggle is one and the same, and a woman's place is in the struggle. As you saw earlier, you're never too young or too old to fight for justice, to fight for your rights. Let's just take women here and everyone that's in this room. The people's liberation is not complete without the liberation of women, and we cannot separate the liberation of women from the fight for our people's genuine liberation. So, like the chant that was being done earlier. When women's rights are under attack, what do we do? Stand up, fight back. When people's rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
Thank you.